You've seen the news about the growing federal deficit. The U.S. budget for 2026 is $7.4 trillion, but the country will only bring in $5.6 trillion. In her story today, my colleague Linda Feldman cites a cautionary note being sounded by some policy experts. They point to the basic math, but also to the root of what they see as an emerging attitude. Politicians no longer care about budget deficits, says Jessica Riddle, a budget and tax fellow at the Brookings Institution, because voters no longer care about budget deficits. Linda explores that charge and the implications. It's Tuesday, July 28th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, may have violated electoral law. Mr. Bolsonaro is under house arrest, but his image appeared at his son Flavio's nomination for president on July 25th. Experts say an AI-generated 46-second endorsement video may violate electoral rules banning deepfakes. Mr. Bolsonaro was sentenced to 27 years in prison for his role in a 2023 attempted coup, which he is serving under house arrest due to health concerns. The ruling Workers' Party also filed a petition at the Supreme Court arguing the clip violated Mr. Bolsonaro's sentence, which bars him from disseminating political or electoral messages, regardless of the means used. A new bridge linking Canada and the United States opened for traffic. Originally slated to open in early June, the Gordie Howe International Bridge was delayed because of unresolved issues between the two nations. Last week, Canada rescinded an invitation for American officials to join the ribbon cutting after U.S. President Donald Trump announced new tariffs on some $20 billion of Canadian goods. The multi-billion dollar bridge, paid for by Canada, is meant to ease reliance on the aging Ambassador Bridge, which annually transports about a quarter of trade between the two countries. Also, UNESCO designates Zeus's home as a heritage site. Mount Olympus is joining 1,248 sites across 170 countries as a World Heritage Site after being nominated in 2014. Located in Greece, the mountain serves as the mythological seat of Zeus and home to 12 of the Greek gods. The addition of the site comes amid the movie adaptation of the Odyssey, whose depiction of Greek lore has grossed roughly $640 million. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or on our app for the latest news. Europe is dealing with record-breaking wildfires. Some of them are so intense, the authorities are unable to contain them. Climate change is part of the story, but forest management is another factor. Contributor Jerry Haddon reports from São Gabriel, Portugal, for the Monitor. The United Arab Emirates has faced extensive Iranian retaliation throughout the U.S. and Israeli war against Iran. But people in the UAE are coming through the conflict with a new sense of national pride. Taylor Luck reports from Dubai and Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, for the Monitor. The U.S. government is spending well beyond its means at a breathtaking pace. Members of Congress say they care, but neither party is making deficit reduction a priority. Linda Feldman reports from Washington for the Monitor. An unregulated market for hemp in the Carolinas is raising public health concerns. Lawmakers must now balance public safety, pressure from profit makers, and consumer demand in a standoff likely to shape national cannabis policy. Patrick Johnson reports from Tybee Island, Georgia, for the Monitor. After 3 years of war, Sudan's museums are in ruins. But the hunt for thousands of stolen artifacts is just beginning. Contributor Nuruldeen Zarat reports from Khartoum, Sudan for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on how to dull the lure of sports gambling. Consider this sum, $166 billion. That's how much Americans spent on sports betting in 2025. For comparison, this amount far exceeded the combined revenue of the U.S. movie, music, book, and museum industries, according to a Fortune magazine report published Sunday. And it's about 33 times the value of bets placed in 2017, the year before the U.S. Supreme Court removed federal restrictions on sports gambling. Before that, as writer McKay Coppins pointed out in The Atlantic a few months ago, gambling had been highly regulated and generally discouraged in the United States. What he called a healthy social stigma around the practice was rooted in a millennia of accumulated wisdom. From thinkers such as Aristotle, who saw it as an impediment to an ethical life, and George Washington, who linked it to inequity. Yet today, untold thousands of Americans confront gambling addiction and related financial losses. A New York Federal Reserve study published in February found that sports gambling is associated with a roughly tenfold increase in bettors, spending, and increased credit card and auto loan delinquency. Local officials and concerned citizens are urgently exploring responses to this challenge in ways that balance the government's oversight and public safety rules with the exercise of individual rights of choice, judgment, and responsibility. In this effort, they might be able to build on American public opinion. In 11 states, sports gambling is still not legal, and a Gallup poll recently found a sharp decline since 2022 in the percentage of Americans who view gambling as morally acceptable. This month, a bipartisan commission in Pennsylvania issued a report calling for quick action to address the gambling industry's negative practices, including misleading marketing. Other states are conducting gambling prevention education programs in schools and colleges. And in June, Colorado passed a law that prohibits credit card funding of bets and bars companies from marketing to those under 21 years of age. This law puts guardrails on an industry that has ballooned, according to State Senator Matt Ball, a Democrat from Denver, who was a co-sponsor of the bill. That growth has come at a real cost to families' financial security, to kids' well-being, and to the integrity of the games we love. Sports analysts believe gambling is damaging trust in games and fans' delight in honest competition. In Mr. Coppin's own one-year reporting experiment with sports betting for The Atlantic, he found the experience to be socially isolating rather than bonding and joyful. Gambling, he wrote, atomized us into a hyper-individualized every man for himself portfolio of micro bets. To gambling's many critics, a lasting solution for this urge toward micro betting or trying to game the odds requires a shift away from the popular belief in chance. That shift would not just save money that might otherwise be lost, it could also restore a sense of initiative and hope in the ability to shape one's life. Luck is no more than a persistent and troubling illusion, one that needs to be outgrown, according to philosopher Stephen D. Hales of Bloomsburg University in Pennsylvania. In a 2020 book, he wrote of cleaning our mental house of dusty old concepts, such as luck and chance. Doing that, he wrote, is liberating. To give up luck is to regain our own agency in the world. As more states rethink legalized betting, they seek not only to prevent harm from gambling, but also perhaps to renew the ethic of success by merit, talent, and hard work. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcast. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we understand ourselves to be God's expression, we find greater supply, freedom, and harmony in our lives. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton, Mackenzie Farkas, and Olivia Fletcher.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.